Three little words is all I'll say. Buy our tide and wash your blues away. T-I-D-D-Tide.
From Hollywood, Procter & Gamble's Tide, the largest selling wash day product in America, proudly presents the Red Skelton Program. With Red Skelton, David Rose and his orchestra, our singing stars, the Four Knights, Lorene Tuttle, Pat McGee and Dick Ryan, Martha Wentworth and John Holbrook, will be me, Rod O'Connor. The next 30 minutes of entertainment is brought to you through the courtesy of Procter & Gamble. And the star of our show appears through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. So we now take you to his home, through the courtesy of the Bank of America, Red Skelton.
Boy, I feel wonderful tonight. One whole evening, all to myself. Now, let's see, what can I do? Could call Gene Fowler, or I could write a letter home to Vincennes, Indiana, to Clarence Stout. No. I think I'll finish reading Jimmy Starr's mystery book, Head You Lose. No, better still, I think I'll turn on the television set and see what the funny boys are doing. I forgot to put the quarter in the meter. Only 750 more quarters and I'll have the down payment.
And now we bring you the 10 o'clock news from all the leading wire services.
Oh, you poor, simple soul. I don't know what Bernice sees in you.
All the leading wire services, UP, AP, and PU. And here's your favorite newscaster, Drew Potbaum.
Howdy, friends. This is San Fernando Red, your all-night disc jockey. I'm substituting for Drew Potbaum. Little bulletin was just handed me here. President Lincoln has just... Sure took that one a long time to get here, didn't it? Well, here's another bulletin from Washington, D.C. Of course, you know what Washington, D.C. is. That's the only asylum in the world that's run by the inmates. You see, that ain't in here. Had it been, you wouldn't have heard it. Here's another bulletin that just came in from Louisville, Kentucky at 1 o'clock today, Sunday. Your host came in. So you can tear up your tickets. It's final. Now I would like to give you my analysis of today's happenings in the news. After close observation of world affairs, I can assure you that there is nothing to worry about at all. Oh, there are a few things to worry about, but they are incidental compared to the other things that are even more so. Everybody is wondering, are we going to have peace or are we going to have war? I would like to put your mind at ease. I don't know. Quote me. Now I will make a prediction. I will make a prediction right here now. In a few days, there's going to be a big change. A mighty big change. A big change. And when I say there's going to be a big change, I mean there is going to be a big change. This was a paid announcement by the American Diaper Company. Now, it's time to hear from Dave Rose, America's foremost conductor and composer and the number one record seller of the nation. That's for this music corps. Here's his organization to play a She's Funny That Way.
Thank you.
It's a mid-century miracle, the new Tide miracle. Listen. Now with Tide, you can get a dazzling clean wash without rinsing. Yes, without rinsing. Here's the secret. Procter & Gamble's Tide not only gets the dirt out of clothes, but keeps it suspended in the wash water. When you wring out the water, you wring out the dirt, too. Clothes come straight from the wringer or spin dryer, white, fresh, clean. They dry soft and fluffy, easy to iron, sweet smelling, and clean. Yes, clean is the word. You know how clean Tide gets your clothes with rinsing. Cleaner than any other washing product you can buy. Now, try that same wonderful Tide without rinsing. I want you to try it and compare the results. You'll be amazed. You'll be amazed, too, at the time and work you save. So get Tide. Remember, the Tide that's on your dealer's shelf right now in the same familiar package will wash clothes dazzling clean without rinsing.
Tide is out, T-I-D-E, Tide.
T-I-D-E, Tide.
Uh-oh, somebody just pulled up. Wonder who that could be. Hi, Rod.
Hi, Skelton. Say, did you go to Elizabeth Taylor's wedding yesterday?
No, I didn't feel like going to Elizabeth Taylor's wedding.
Did you get an invitation?
No, that's why I didn't feel like going. That's a brilliant line in it, huh?
Hey, would you like me to introduce you to her?
Are you kidding? You introduced me to Elizabeth Taylor?
Yeah.
You gonna introduce me? Would you? What's up?
Get your coat on.
Well, you've seen me in my pajamas before. Georgia gave me these for my birthday. How do you like them? Look at Hopalong Cassidy's picture on the pocket up here. Of course, it's kind of uncomfortable when I turn over these six shooters on the side.
Now, quit stalling. We've got to get right down to the courthouse. Polly the Panhandler got picked up, and she wants us to come down there and be witnesses.
Wait a minute. Now, read it slowly, will you? This is the plot, and I want everybody to hear it.
Oh. I said that we've got to go down to night court and be witnesses for Polly the Panhandler.
Oh, well, not much of a plot, but we heard it anyhow. It'll have to do. What'd she get picked up for?
Somebody closed a drawer on her hand.
Why did they arrest her? Why didn't they take her to the hospital?
It was a drawer to a cash register.
Oh, my.
She says she isn't guilty and she wants us to come down there and be character witnesses.
You want a couple of characters?
Mm-hmm.
We'll take Dave Rose and Warren Baker. Well, she couldn't get better characters than us, though. Come on, we'll get dressed.
Okay.
Where are we going, in King Arthur's round table?
Well, here's the night court.
Yeah.
Hear ye, court is now in session. First case, Willie Lump Lump, charged disturbing the peace.
Oh, look, they got Willie Lump Lump.
He'll solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, sir.
You talk too fast, too, yeah?
He'll solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you.
Oh, wouldn't you like to know?
I'm warning you. Answer the questions as they're put to you.
Yes, Your Honor.
As judge of this night court, I'll stand for no foolishness.
Well, sit down.
Now tell me, do you have legal representation?
I expect to defend myself. You see, I am a lawyer.
Well, tell me, have you ever been admitted to the bar?
Do I look like I was turned down? See, it's like this, Your Honor. I was framed. I came out of a little place that I go to. I just had a can of Sterno's. The coffee keeps me awake. And I get in my car, and I was headed for the Los Angeles Police Show, which is at the Shrine Auditorium, which will help me out if I ever get in trouble. Well, anyhow, I'm driving down the street on the right side for a change, and I thought that the policeman that pulled in front of me was escorting me. And then he pulled me over the side, and he gives me a ticket, and he got very nasty. And believe me, someday when he's not in uniform, I will get him if it's the last thing I do. Believe me, if it's the last thing I do, I will get him. Out of uniform, of course.
All right, order in the court.
I'll have a beer.
Tell me, what is your name?
My name is Willie Harry Lump Lump.
Harry, I was named after my father's chest.
All right. Now, tell me, what do you do for a living, Mr. Lump Lump?
Well, I don't like to seem conceited, sir. I am a bum.
You mean you have no job?
That's putting it mild, yeah. But you see, being a bum leaves me no time for extracurricular activities. and I'll kill Edna if she ever puts another line in like that. Tell me about yourself, old boy.
Never mind. Well, now, it says here that you were picked up for trying to break into a house.
Oh.
Now, what about that?
Well, how about that, yeah. It was my own house, Your Honor. Sometimes I go there, you know. Fool that I am.
Well, if it was your own house, then why were you entering through the window? Why didn't you go in the front door?
Well, you see, I didn't want to disturb my wife. She was waiting for me at the front door with a baseball bat. And I didn't want her to fatten up her batting average on my head.
Now, why would you want your wife to hit you over the head with a baseball bat?
Why would I?
Why would your wife want to hit you over the head with a baseball bat? Yes.
Oh, I'd try that better now. That is a good question, either way you want to answer it. Why wouldn't she hit me with it? She can't lift the piano, that's why.
You mean to say that you and your wife don't see eye to eye?
Oh, no. You see, she's really very super suspicious, she is. Jealous woman. She accused me of living a double life just because I bought a suit with two pair of pants.
Do you and your wife fight all the time?
No, sometimes we rest while we're recuperating, you know.
And there are others in your family besides you and your wife.
Oh, yes, we have a boy and a girl. Her mother and her brother. Her brother's the cause of all the trouble. He introduced me to her, to my wife. And I will get him if that's the last thing I do.
Say, I believe I detect a little something on your breath. Tell me, have you been drinking?
Oh, no, that's Tutti Frutti. That's Tutti Frutti. See, today I got a new job. I'm a Tutti Frutti tester. See, all day long, I stand there in the ice cream factory and I taste Tutti Frutti. I have to make sure that there's not more Tutti than Frutti. Because if there's too much Tutti and not enough Frutti, the Tutti will kill the taste of the Frutti. And that's why I had trouble today, though.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I let a little Tutti get past me. Mind you, just a little Tutti. Well, the guy that walked up to me to demote me, I knew he was going to do it. Because he just didn't look right to me.
Well, that doesn't.
They demoted me to pistachio. Oh, and I will get him if it's the last thing I do.
Well, that doesn't. 30 days or $30?
Wait a minute now. I'll take the $30 if you don't mind. See, I don't have a dime on me. I got a couple of old racing stubs and a pawn ticket or two. You see, I believe in investing my money.
Well, if you don't have the money, then you'll have to go to jail.
Your Honor, I'll be glad to pay Willie's fine so he can go home to his wife.
Well, of all the nerves. Just when I was all fixed to enjoy a few carefree days in the county jail at your expense, taxpayer, you'll have to come up and do a little... Send me home, and I will get you if it's the last thing I do.
Well, there'll be a 5-minute recess while we clear the smog out of the courtroom.
Hey, look, Red, I just brought Polly the panhandler in.
Yeah, look, she's wearing that same old moth-eaten fur coat. She's got more hair on her chin than she's got on that coat.
Well, hold your nose. She's heading our way.
Okay.
Well, howdy, Jen.
Hiya, fella.
So they nabbed you, too. Let me give you a tip. Be careful what you say in front of this judge.
Why?
He's a sneaky one. Oh. Last time I was before him, I tried to win him over. I said, Judge, how do you feel? He said, fine, $10.
Say, Polly, we haven't been arrested. We came down to help you out. Do you have a lawyer?
No.
Well, what do you propose to do about the case?
Well, I'm willing to forget it if the judge is. Say, you wouldn't happen to have a bottle of beer on you, would you? I got a pretzel caught in my upper plate, and I'd like to wash it down.
Say, Polly,
have you ever been in court before?
Youngster, I've appeared here so often, the judge's wife is suing me for alienation of affection. Would you mind lighting my cigarette butt?
Yeah. Where is it? I don't see it.
No wonder it's so short. My mustache is overlapping it. So never mind. I'll just chew it the rest of the way.
Say, tell me, Polly, what brand of cigarettes do you smoke?
I only smoke Ease, youngster.
Ease? Never heard of that brand.
Oh, yes, you have. They're Raleigh's. But by the time I get them, they've been smoked down to the last three letters.
Say, Polly, the judge is back on the bench. We better stand up.
Hi, Judge, Your Honor. Remember me, $2?
The court is now in session. His Honor, Judge Ray is presiding. First case, the state of California versus Polly the Panhandler. This is her third personal appearance here this week. Polly, do you swear to tell the truth?
The other two times she came in by kinescope.
I do.
His Honor, Judge Ryan.
It says you were charged with shoplifting, picking pockets, causing a disturbance, stowing away on the Sunset bus, vagrancy, driving your motorcycle on the wrong side of the sidewalk, and skipping gym classes at the Hollywood High School.
Well, you're not all perfect, you know.
How could you do all those things?
I owe it all to Lydia Pinkham.
I could reach up and you asked her, Polly.
Oh, it sure has. I don't ask much of life, Judge. Just a couple of straws to sleep on, a crust of bread, and a direct wire to my bookie.
Say, pardon me, Your Honor. I pardon this intrusion. I'm Red Skelton.
How do you plead? Guilty or not guilty?
Guilty. No, I'm here to help Polly out, if I can. I'd like to say that she is a very fine woman. She wouldn't pick a pocket. She may take them as they come, but she wouldn't pick one. I'd like to pay her fine for it.
Oh, that's mighty neighborly.
Yes, I've got the money right here in my wallet. Okay, Polly, give me my wallet back.
Polly, I'm going to give you another chance. I'm going to turn you over to the custody of Mr. Godfrey here.
Yeah. Hmm? Skelton's the name. If I had a wet tea bag, I'd slap him with it.
Got to go sooner or later. You can go now, Polly.
Oh, thanks, Your Honor. I gotta get a move on. I'll be late for the Charleston contest at the Pablum.
The where?
Oh, the Palladium. Yeah.
Next case.
Your Honor, the next case is the Four Knights, creating a disturbance at 3 a.m.
What's all of a disturbance?
Well, Your Honor, sir, I'm the lawyer, Jack Donahue. I'm the legal representative for the Four Knights.
Would you like to buy a dialect powder?
All my clients did was sing a song to a gal who jilted all four of them one at a time.
Well, what was the song?
Take out the zither, boys, and tell the man.
I'm going to paper all my walls with your love letters. And then invite you over some night. I'm gonna read you every line where you promised to be mine, and show you all the vows you made in black and white. But if you think you're fooling me with your love letter, well, baby, now it's time you knew the score. Find somebody new to write me love letters and paper them all over yours. Gonna paper all my walls with your love letters and then invite you over some night. I'm gonna read you every line where you promised to be mine, show you all the vows you made in black and white. But if you think you're fooling me with your love letter, well, baby, now it's time you knew the score. I'm gonna find somebody new to write me love letters and paper them all over yours.
Ladies,
Tide's new miracle is something you have to see to believe. Amazing as it seems, Tide now gets clothes dazzling clean without rinsing. Yes, without rinsing. You see, Procter & Gamble's Tide gets the dirt out of clothes and keeps it suspended in the wash water. When you wring your clothes, the dirt runs out with the water. Clothes are white, fresh, clean. Yes, clean. You know that with rinsing, Tide gets clothes cleaner than any other washing product known. Now try that same wonderful Tide without rinsing. The results will startle you. Your wash will be amazingly clean, white, and fresh. You'll save time and work, too. So try it. Remember, the Tide on your dealer's shelf right now, in the same familiar package, will wash clothes dazzling clean without rinsing. Buy the new giant economy size package for more convenience, more economy.
Hey, Red, I think we're lost.
I think so, too.
I'm trying for a half hour to get out of this courthouse.
Yeah. Hey, listen to the echoes in these marble halls.
Hello!
Hello!
How are you?
Hello!
How have you been?
Hello!
How come you don't say what I say?
Strong union!
Say, we've got to get out of here.
Yeah.
It's late and Sylvia will be worried about me.
Well, I used to be a Boy Scout and I know what to do when you get lost. You rub two sticks together.
That's for starting a fire.
I know, we'll burn the joint down. And then the fire department can rescue us.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll walk down to the end of the hall and see if I can't find some way out of this script. Hey, let's follow this guy that's in front of us. He looks like he knows his way around.
Are you kidding? That's Cauliflower McPug.
You mean that punch-drunk prize fighter that's always hearing bells and birds? You talk to him. I don't want anything to do with it.
He just went in that door. I'll go in and see where he's going. This is the door he went through.
Hey, clone the door, buddy. Clone the door.
I know what you're doing here.
Why, Cauliflower McPug, what are you doing in this closet?
I heard a little wobbin come in here, Dean. I was rescuing him. I was like him. Now, he flew out, you see? I told you to clone the door.
But what are you doing roaming around the courthouse at this hour of night?
I came down to report a murder.
Murder?
A murder, yes. I'm fighting a guy tomorrow night in Burbank, and I know he's going to murder me. You know? Oh, there must have been a jailbreak. I hear the alarm going off. Whoop! Almost swallowed my nose. Almost swallowed my nose again.
Well, tell me something. How come you're up so late? Aren't you supposed to be in training?
Well, yeah, I dozed off early tonight, but I didn't sleep very long. The minute the referee finished counting me out, they threw a bucket of water on me and made me get up.
Who did you fight tonight?
I didn't catch his name. I caught everything else he threw at me, though. Didn't catch his name, though. Well, I really looked good in the ring tonight, boy. I wasn't really there tonight, boy. I was really there. You know, I was swinging like a windmill.
Yeah.
I hit the guy 20 times before he laid a glove on me. 20 times.
I bet the referee was surprised.
Yeah, he was the guy I was hitting.
Well, it's a wonder the ref didn't disqualify you.
He didn't have to. I told you he only laid one glove on me, team. By the time he got around to disqualify me, somebody flushed a covey of quail.
Tell me, how'd you ever get into the fight racket?
What the hell?
How did you ever get into the fight racket?
Well, I'll tell you, answer the phone, will you? I used to be a middleweight champion in the Navy. Middleweight and a champion
really?
In the Navy, yep. I whipped every wave in the outfit.
You were in the waves?
Yes, I wore my hair very long in those days.
Boy, you're really off keel.
You think I'm punchy? Compared to some of them bums down at the gymnasium, I'm an Einstein, I am. You ought to see some of them whippoorwills down there, boy. Last night, they started a brawl. That's because a guy on a street car wouldn't give him a transfer.
Why wouldn't he give him transfers?
Because it was no street car. It was Sam's Diner. You see, I thought it was kind of funny when I got on. I was on my way down wait a minute. What town are we in, anyhow? I was on my way down to Los Angeles,
yeah.
And I thought it was funny. I looked around the street car, and everybody's eating hamburgers. Oh, listen to that. A canary's having a fight with a wild goose. How about that? Oh, there he is, standing right in back of me. That's Speedy. Say hello to him, will you?
Sure,
he always,
There isn't anybody behind you.
You in cahoots with that guy? What, are you trying to make me think I'm punching you or something? I know he's there because I can feel him tapping me on the shoulder, but I'm not going to turn around because when I do, he's too fast for me. He's never there.
Now, look, Cauliflower, I can't find my way out of this courthouse. Could you tell me how I can get out of here?
Why, that's a sure thing. That's a sure thing. Well,
please do.
So I'm surprised that you asked me that. You see, you walk straight down the hall here.
Yeah.
Until you come to a robin that's chirping, see? And then you turn to your left, and there's some flamingos down there. You won't be able to see them, but you'll hear them. These flamingos are down here.
Yeah.
And then you will come to a, what's the good humor man doing in here? Well, anyhow, you keep on going until you're outside. Right out the door, and you're about to take off your hat. Somebody must have passed away. They're towing a bell.
Well, you know, I thought I was lost, but you're really dumb.
Well, I said remove your hat, bud.
All right.
Remove your head if you ain't got a hat. What, Dad?
I said I thought I was lost, but you're really dumb.
What'd you say?
You're really dumb.
I got news for you, bud.
What?
I know how to get out of here.
Thanks for being with us, and until next Sunday.
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now, and thanks for listening. We hope you like the show. Thanks for buying more and more of the Voice Day Miracle Tide.
Tide in, dirt out, T-I-D-E, Tide.
What should you don't do?
Don't just wash your hair.
What should you do?
Condition it with Dreen shampoo.
Yes, new Dreen does more than just wash your hair. It conditions as it cleans. Conditions your hair to a lovely, natural softness and sheen. So if you've been using old-fashioned shampoos that just wash your hair...
What should you do?
Condition your hair with Dreen shampoo.
New Dreen, the only shampoo to bring you this wonderful conditioning action.
This program is a copyrighted feature. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.